Hello?
Hello, is Edward Glinsey there?
Yes, it is he.
Thank you. This is Phil. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am not telling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
African American.
Thank you. I know this is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for President and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote.
Definitely.
Are the chances 50-50? Okay.
Definitely.
Okay, thank you. What is your age?
49.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections.
Extreme,
in November 24.
Extremely motivated.
Okay. And would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
More important.
Okay. Would that be much more important or somewhat more important?
Much more.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have been previously voted, do you think yourself as a Democrat, Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president? Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
No.
Okay. Would those options, from these options, which one would you feel your answer? Very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied.
Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting better.
Thank you. Thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two: reducing crime, border security, improving K-12 public school education, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, combating division and racism, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, making college more affordable and forgiving students' debt, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, protecting abortion rights, creating more jobs and raising wages.
Fighting inflation, I know it's one. The other one, you were speaking too fast. What was the other one? Oh, healthcare.
Okay, thank you. And well, now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organization using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Republicans in Congress.
Republicans in Congress?
Correct. From how do you feel about them from 0 to 100?
Zero.
Okay. Hakeem Jeffries.
100.
Thank you. Democrats in Congress.
100.
Okay. Tim Scott.
Tim Scott. That's a Republican. 0.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
Oh, hell yes, zero.
Cornel West.
Zero.
Joe Biden.
100.
Kamala Harris.
75.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republicans, Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, and Independent Jill Stein,
Joe Biden.
For whom would you vote? Okay.
Joe Biden.
Okay, and have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? Yes, a lot. Yes, some. Only a little.
Yes, a lot.
Nothing at all.
Yes, a lot.
Thank you. And has what you have read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them? Much more favorable.
More.
Somewhat more.
Much more favorable.
Okay. Thank you. And in short words, what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel more favorable towards the Biden administration?
Man, he's working to lower the cost of student loans. He's fighting for women's rights issues. He's fighting for health care. He's the infrastructure bill. He's working hard on the border. He's done a tremendous amount in a short period of time. He just don't publicize a lot of it.
Okay, thank you. And well, and have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he is doing? Yes, a lot. Yes, some. Only a little. Nothing at all.
A lot.
Thank you. And has what you've read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump made you more or less favorable towards him?
Extremely less favorable.
Okay. And what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel less favorable towards Donald Trump?
He's a liar. He's a racist. He only cares about himself. He's full of shit. Point blank.
Thank you. And, well, next question. Now I'd like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe is to be the biggest threats to the African-American community right now? You may choose two. Donald Trump getting elected president again, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, rising crime and violence, stagnant wages and rising costs, the lack of quality education opportunities, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
Donald Trump and the rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
Thank you. For each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Joe Biden or Donald Trump would be better at dealing with that issue. The Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms.
Joe Biden.
And would Biden be much better at dealing with that issue or just somewhat better?
Much better.
Thank you. The rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
Joe Biden, much better.
Rising crime and violence.
Joe Biden, much better.
Growing the U.S. economy.
Joe Biden, much better.
Tackling inflation and dealing with rising costs.
Joe Biden, much better.
Thank you. Fixing the immigration system.
Joe Biden, much better.
Thank you. And generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less favorable towards him?
You said, what now?
Yes, and generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less favorable towards him?
You said Israel or Iran?
Sorry, Israel.
I'm not too happy about how he's handling Israel right now.
Okay, so would it be somewhat less favorable, much less favorable, much more favorable?
Somewhat less favorable.
Okay. And as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this verdict?
I agree.
Okay, would that be strongly or somewhat disagree?
Strongly. Strongly.
Okay. Since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. How often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media?
A lot.
Okay. Would that be very often, often, not at all?
Very often.
Thank you. And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? Facebook, Twitter, X, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, other?
All of them.
Okay. Although from all these, which one would you say is the most that you receive information from? The most?
Facebook.
Thank you. Switching gears a little bit. We're just about to finish. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 11 to...
Master's. Master's degree.
Okay, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated,
married,
or widowed?
Married.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week?
Never.
Once or two? Okay. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
Less than half.
Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural.
You said what now?
Yes, how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside the United States?
None.
Were one or more of your parents born outside the United States?
Zero.
Okay. Were you born outside the United States?
No.
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really do appreciate your time.
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.
All right.